Praise the Lord.
Radio.
We welcome all of you who are coming from the Blog Talk this morning. Amen. Millions and joining us, and thank you for it. I was just telling them how the Lord spoke to my heart and said, this is the new awakening. Around 2 years ago, I was minding my own business in my prayer time, private prayer life. And the Lord said, this is the new awakening, son. I said, the new awakening. He said, yes. What is the new awakening? He said, for years and for eras and for ages, people have bombarded me like I'm some type of modern-day Santa Claus, an old-day Santa Claus. And every time they come to me, they would always say, Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me this, Lord. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. I need this. I need. And I already know what they need. I promise them that I will supply their every need. I never broke my word to them, and yet they bombarded me with, give me, give me, give me. He said that I'm releasing you as you went on that fast. He was referring to that 1,000-day fast that I went on. He said, I'm releasing you to tell them a new approach to me. And I said, a new approach. He said, yes. From the give me, give me, give me to tell them just thank me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I already know what they need, and I promise to supply it.
Yeah.
And I read Isaiah 65:24, before you call, I will answer. And while you're yet speaking, I will hear. And I said, yes, Lord. And so on that fast, the Lord gave me the thank you, thank you. I was on the plane, and I was coming back, I believe, from Florida to Texas, Fort Worth, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. And I said, Lord, you've been so good to me. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. Not realizing that would be possible. I was just rhetoric. I didn't desire to do it. I wanted to do the will of God, mind you. But I wasn't trying to thank him 1,000 times. No, I didn't know it was possible. I really didn't. And I let my seat back, and I began to go to sleep. And right in the midst, when I was almost real good asleep, the Holy Ghost woke me up. And when he woke me up, I recognized his voice. He said, why don't you? I said, why don't I? What? Why don't I? I just forgot. I prayed that prayer and forgot all, you know, that quickly I prayed it. He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? I said, Lord, I don't know how to thank God 1,000 times. I've never done anything like that. And I didn't know that was possible. Hey, but I will, just because you told me to. I do anything you say. And so I took out my white handkerchief out of my pocket, and I put my white handkerchief, not on the plane now. I took this white handkerchief and put it over my mouth and turned my head toward the window. Amen. And I just began to say, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just trying to follow the Lord's word. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And before I knew it, I had thanked him 100 times. And then I kept on, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it started getting good to me. Mama had taught me. She said, son, the more you thank him, the more he's going to bless you. And here I go again. Lord, thank you. Yeah. Glory. Every time I tell the story and get to thanking him from my heart, I feel the presence of the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I kept on thanking. Before I knew it, I had thanked him 200 times. And then that's when the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, now, son, add some substance to it so that you'll know that this is not just babbling tongues. Add substance to it. In other words, think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you and let your soul cry out, hallelujah. Thank him for saving you, for baptizing you, for sanctifying you, thank you for filling you with the Holy Ghost, thank you for love, for joy, for peace, for hope, Thank you for being your shepherd, your leader, your guider. Thank you for going through the storm with you. Thank you for lifting you up when you were falling down. Thank you for saving your family. Thank you from your wife. Thank you, Lord, for paying your bills. He just kept on. I caught it. I caught it. In other words, he said substance. That you're not just saying thank you, thank you, thank you. As the scripture says, as those who, I forget the exact terminology, but those who do babbling in tongues, repetitious babblings. No, we're thanking him for a reason. Just thanking for this blog line and thanking for the prayer line that is coming together this morning. We're thanking for miracles. We're thanking for blessings like we've never seen in 2006. And I could just keep on going on and name 100 things right now. But I think you get the message that he was saying, I want you to put substance with it. And in other words, reasons why we're thanking God. While we thank him 1,000 times, because I was on that mission that morning. I had my head turned toward the window and just thanking God. And, oh, my God, I said, Mom, in the spirit realm, I said, my mother was right. The more you thank him, the more God you bless us. And I got so full. I got so full sitting there on that plane till I couldn't stand it. I couldn't take it. I was thanking God from my heart, and I began to think about things he'd done for me, name things he'd done. And I got so full I couldn't sit in my seat. I had to get up. That plane was pretty long, and I was in the front of the plane, and I took my handkerchief and kept it over my mouth. I just didn't really care what people would say or thought. I kept it over my mouth. I was so full. I looked back there and saw the restroom. And I just had to holler at least one time because I was about to burst. And I had that handkerchief over my mouth. And by that time, the Holy Ghost began to quicken me. And here I am. I want you to get the vision here. Here I am, and I'm on the only, as I remember, I think I was the only Afro-American on the plane. And here I am walking down the aisle trying to get to the restroom back there to holler and say, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And here I am, all of a sudden I get up and the Holy Ghost begin to quicken me, you know, like the old saints. Yeah, I'm walking down the aisle of that plane and, oh, my God, just can't hardly walk straight and just my legs jumping up and all that. I don't know what they thought, but I couldn't help it. I was being quickened by the Holy Ghost, that same power that he quickens with as we shall be raptured out of here. My God, I was just praising God. All looked like it to me. I looked like a crazy man walking down the aisle, but people were in their own world, so they weren't watching me too much. Thank God. But I was trying to make my way to that restroom to holler glory, and I never will forget it. Never will forget it. On my way to the restroom, I thought about how I was born with asthma. A minute's time, I thought about how I had asthma from birth to 17 years old. And even with asthma, I began to try to play the saxophone. And God began to help me blow the horn. And I played it and learned how to play it in school. And then the Holy Ghost anointed me to blow the horn, the saxophone. And then one day I was walking down the street in Kansas City. I thought about all this. I walked down the street, and I hit rock bottom in my life. And so I just was tired of having asthma. I looked up to heaven on 12th Street. I said, Lord, if you're truly real, I want you to take this asthma out of my lungs and heal me of asthma. And God began to speak to my heart. He said, son, more than asthma is messed up, your life, your whole life is messed up. Give your life to me, and I'll do great and mighty and wondrous things for you. And oh my God. And I accepted Jesus Christ on the street. Nobody was around me when I accepted Jesus. I didn't have no witnesses nowhere when I gave my heart to Jesus Christ. But I knew that he had come in my life. I looked up at the sun. I couldn't take it. there was a light shining in my eyes, so bright, brighter than the sun. I'd never seen the sun that bright before. But it just, in a sense, almost blinded me. And the Holy Ghost laid in my heart then, or the Spirit of God laid in my heart, they having a service down the street. Go walk down to that church down on 12th Street. It was Mount Carmel. And I obeyed God. I walked down there, and this is after the Lord saved me. I walked through, and I'm thinking about all this on my way to the restroom, and I walked through that front door of the church, and my sister Edna was sitting across the church. My mama was over there by in that corner, and my Aunt Millie was beside her. And when I walked in, my face must have been illuminated. Maybe, I don't know how it looked, but something was different about it. Because my sister, she I read her lips. She said, "Bernard, you look different." And she said, "Are you saved?" And I shook my head and said, "Yes, I'm saved." And when I said I'm saved, she told Mama, Mother Johnson. She said, "Mama, Bernard said he just got saved." And Mama jumped up and went to shouting all in the corner, and Aunt Millie looked around at my mother shouting. That was her sister. She said to Edna, she said, "What's wrong with that knee? What happened? What happened?" She said, "Bernard just got saved." And Aunt Millie jumped up and started shouting all in the corner beside my mother. And people began to hear around the church, "What happened? What happened? What happened?" And fire began to catch. They said, "Bernard Johnson just got saved." And people began to shout around the church. I didn't know anything about shouting, but something got a hold of me. And I went to shouting all back by the door, tears rolling down my face. And I had given God the glory everywhere. I hope y'all can see this. I'm trying to describe it to you. And then the whole house began to praise God everywhere. And I got saved. Then after I got saved, I had learned how to play the saxophone. I was in the club, on 7th Street here in Kansas City. I was in the club playing in the nightclub with a group called the Modern Jazz Prophets. And we were trying to do our thing in the club, and then we'll forget it. When I got saved, I was trying to figure out, "Lord, what am I going to do? I'm saved now, and I've been going to clubs blowing every night with the group, Modern Jazz Prophets. I don't know what to do. And I'm going to put this horn down, Lord, because I want you more than anything in the world. I want you to be in my life." And I never forget it. The Lord spoke to my heart and said, "Son, don't put your horn down. No, no, no." He said, "I want you to just change your song." And I changed my song to Amazing Grace and changed my song to Only What You Do for Christ Will Last. And then he told me, he said, "Listen, if you'll change your song," he said, "I'll take you before kings and queens and presidents and men of great authority all over the world." And he's done exactly what he told me he was going to do. I've been before kings and played for queens and presidents and men of great authority and everybody of great authority, you might say, all over the world. And I never forget it when I was playing for the Feed the Children. We were in Kenya, and we were outside. It was so huge you couldn't hold it in a stadium. And people all over Kenya, Africa, came to this crusade with Larry Jones. And never forget it. They had put me up, and he said, "Bernard, I want you to play one or two songs." And so I got up to play, and all glory be to God. But when I got up, just a testimony of what God said he was going to do, when I got up to play, all of a sudden Dr. Jones said, Dr. Johnson, if you just wait just a few moments, we got a surprise for you." And I took my seat, and all of a sudden, 9 Mercedes-Benz in Africa, in Kenya, 9 Mercedes-Benz, you might say they were limousines, kind of like, rolled up on this field. And right between the 9 Mercedes, they had a white coach. Amen. That was so impressive. That was between all these 9 Mercedes-Benz. Then they opened the doors of the car doors of these Mercedes-Benz, and then they stepped out of their limousines and walked over to this white coach, and they opened the door, and there was the president of Kenya who had come to the crusade. I never forget it. Then Dr. Jones said, "Now I want you to play now." And I got up and to find out what his favorite song was, and I played his song. And when I got through playing, somebody said to me, I know you were thrilled to play for a civil president of Kenya. And I said, no, thrilled. No, I was not thrilled. They said, this man is like a king here in Kenya. And mean to tell me that you weren't thrilled to play for him? I said, I was honored, but I wasn't thrilled. They said, oh, you got to understand, this is the president of Kenya. I know you have to know this man here in Kenya is like a king. I know you were thrilled. No, I was honored, but I was not thrilled. He said, why weren't you thrilled? I said, because I'm always mindful that even though he's the king here, the president of Kenya, I blow for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's what
yay,
I'm thinking
Lord.
About. And the Holy Ghost moved that day in a special way. And so when God told me, and I'm on the plane going toward that restroom, when God told me to blow for him and he would take me before kings and queens and presidents, I still had asthma. And I never forget it. I thought about it on my way to that restroom. I said, I was thinking, oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for how I had my horn blowing Amazing Grace. And then I went into only what you do for Christ will last. I was blowing my horn upstairs in my room. I fell on, I was right by my bed, but I blew that only what you do for Christ will last so long. I blew one note so long until I collapsed and fell out on the bed. And I remember when I came to, something said, I know what it was now, but the Holy Ghost said, check your lungs. And I checked my lungs. And no asthma. I said, check it again. No asthma. God had healed me, and it was gone out of my lungs. And I got to that restroom, thanking God 1,000 times. And when I stepped in that restroom, all I could do was holler as loud as I could, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, the Lord visited me that morning or afternoon on that plane. I never have been the same again. I didn't realize he was setting me up to set you up, to set the world up, to thank him 1,000 times. And now from those 1,000 thank yous, God did several things for me. Number one, he gave me a bona fide miracle. Oh, God did it for me. And then secondly, he showed me that it had only taken me 15, no more than 20 minutes to thank him 1,000 times. And oh, my God. And then thirdly, he led me not only to thank him, but he said, I want you to get this all over the world. And now people all over the world, you're hearing, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the new awakening, folks. And I prophesied this, and I prophesied to you again, that somebody in media is going to hear about this, and they're going to take this all over, they're going to put it all over the world. Thanking God 1,000 times, this new awakening. They're going to hear about the new awakening, and it's going to go all over the world. God did it for Billy Graham. Billy Graham was doing crusades and minding his own business, and all of a sudden, somebody in media heard about what God was doing through Billy Graham and knew that the heart of Billy Graham was pure, and he really was doing it for the glory of God. God knows my heart, too, and he knows why I'm doing this, for the glory of God. And that person took and put him all over papers all throughout the world. And that's how his ministry was birthed. Somebody's going to hear about first fruits. And somebody's going to hear about this new awakening. How we're having a shift from the give me, give me, give me to the thank you, thank you, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, God, yes. God.
In the name of yes, Jesus. God. All I need yes, is one more person to agree with me. And God said, well, if two of you would agree on earth, that's touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done for your own Father. If I can just get one more to say I agree, it's a done deal.
I agree.
Oh, thank you.
I agree.
Oh, it's done.
I agree.
It's done.
In the name of
Jesus.
I agree. In Jesus' name.
God bless all of y'all on the front line. Let me tell you something. We're just coming out of an all-night shut-in. Yeah, all-night shut-in. And we did it on the phone. Amen. We used to come to the church as a little boy. I used to do that with my mom and Aunt Catherine and all the saints would come to the church and lay on the floor. We'd get pillows and put them on our little knees because it was concrete floors. Amen. But now God has blessed y'all through technology. Oh, my God. And
Amen.
Instead of going, having to go to the church, and nothing wrong with that, it's wonderful. Amen. But now you got technology. All you got to do is pick up the phone. And we had an all-night shut-in with Jesus.
Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
Don't miss it. Jesus. Don't miss it. We do it the last Wednesday of the month. Amen. Next April, or this April, coming in right now, we'll do it on the last Wednesday of the month. I hope you take time for God like he's taking time for you. Amen. You don't have to go to the church and have to lay prostrate on the floor. You can get right there on your carpet at home and just have a great time with the Lord all night long, as we did last night. It was spectacular. Oh, my
Amen.
God, so many rich words last night. Rich words. Oh, my God, and so much. We started out with the everybody giving God 1,000 thank yous, just like I explained just a moment ago. We started out by that. And do you realize that we gave God billions of thank yous last night? All people all over the world. We were hooked up worldwide in Africa, in India, in Asia, in Russia, everywhere. And all together, at least 3 billion praises went up to God. Probably many, 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 many more than that. But at least 3 billion praises. And thank God for it. And then we start going to the youth. Amen. So many people were on the line. And then we went. Just so many people. I just want to get praise reports. And I'll try to give you a lineup here in just a moment of what we had. But I still feel the anointing so strongly on this line. Oh, my God. Y'all get ready to give your praise reports. You know, if you want to talk about last night, I certainly wish you would. Amen. And let's just try to share with the people some of the things. Amen. Amen. That happened last night. And God blessed us in such an ultra, ultra, ultra awesome way.
Yes, praise
oh
the Lord.
God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
My God. I know y'all are ready. Let me just say, if I can find one or two more things here. Let me see. Thank you, Jesus. I know the devil doesn't want me to say this, but do this, brother. But I want to run through this stuff. See if I can get it here. Come up here. All right. Thank you, Mama. Oh, my God. We had such a time last night. I just want to give you a good glimpse of what happened. And I've been having, we'll get it to come up in just a moment here. Thank you. I want to thank people for buying me a brand new computer. And we're getting everything in my computer right now. And I'll have it running up in just a few days. But let me tell you. It was awesome last night from 9 to 9:30. The chief ambassador, I led people in to thank God 1,000 times. And then 9:30 to 10, we had the youth to come forth with Ambassador Gina Hodges, and that was great, great, great. And then Ambassador-elect Thelma Rush and Ambassador-elect Renata Jones, they did a superb job. All of these persons did a superb job. Then Ambassador-elect Mother Bigby and Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett, they joined together too and took us in. Amen. Superb job. It was so awesome last night. Ultra awesome. Then Ambassador-elect, this is Ambassador Gail Stitt from Arkansas. Wow. He was so on fire. Oh, my God. Just superb. And then Ambassador-elect Molina Wilson. Mother Wilson did a great, great, great job also. And then we went to Prophetess Betty Baker last night, and she was superb, my God. And then she took it about 3 or 4 times last night. She called and said, Dr. Johnson, anybody who doesn't want to fill in, please, I'd love to give God that glory. I'd love to honor God like that because I know God loves me and God would bless me for doing so. And she just did exactly what she said. Then I had a surprise at 1 o'clock in the morning, Brother Lonnie, amen.
Brother Lonnie.
You came forth, amen. You came forth last night, and you blessed our hearts so greatly. Thank God for you. And then We had, oh my God, Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall from Amazing Grace. Both of them were just superb. Amen. Jerry Hall began to talk about being happy. Amen. Amen. She was so happy. She got me happy right now thinking about it. Amen. The Lord bless her. Then we had, after she came home, I think, yeah, we had Prophetess Wright, or not Prophetess, but Prophet Wright from down in Augusta, Georgia, Prophet Wright. Amen. And he talked about, my notes here, but he was great too. Amen. The Lord bless him in such a great, great, great way. Oh, my God. We just had so much fun last night. So much fun. After Prophet Wright talked about, I'll have to post those notes, y'all, on that one. It was great, though. Prophet Wright talked about an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of gratitude. And he was great also. Just superb. And then after that, oh, my God. After we praised God a while and you had that happiness and gratitude, attitude of gratitude, we just praised God a while, and God began to move again to so many other people who came to speak. Amen. We had Mother Molina Wilson. Amen. This great mother, she blessed our hearts 2 or 3 times last night. Amen. Then Ambassador-elect Pauline Hendricks. Blessing, blessing, blessing. All these superb messages. Oh, my God. And then Ambassador-elect Deborah Pryor. And then we had Sister Victoria Rollins. Amen. Oh, my God. She brought a rich message also. Then we went back to Prophetess Betty Baker. And I may have missed somebody, but all these testimonies, they'll get them. If I missed them, they'll get them. God bless you. We just had so much fun all night long. We started at 9 o'clock, and here we are at 6 o'clock. Do I sound tired? I don't think I do. my God. Holy Ghost kept me excited, and I'm still excited. It was so ultra, ultra awesome last night, what God did. I'm going to open up the line for testimonies, and let me say to you, I certainly want, if Dr. Mary Lacey and Mother Franklin and Elder, I can't think of the name right now. It's early in the morning. But if y'all are on the line, we certainly want to honor y'all. And as we did ask for you to come yesterday and speak to us yesterday, but we just certainly want to honor you. God bless you. All right, the line is open to anybody who wants to give a praise report. The line is open to you.
This is Sister Evangelist Victoria Rollins out of Evergreen Park, Illinois.
Amen.
I go by Sister Rollins. I really that's my telephone. Forgive my telephone. I really enjoyed Prophetess Baker this morning. I tell you, my soul was blessed by that. And when she gave a testimony about her ministry on the bus and her what God is using her to do. And when she was speaking, God took me back to something he had told me before. The Holy Spirit told me that it is not that God isn't using his people to do great and impossible things. It's just that God is looking for the faithful so that he can work through them to do great and impossible things. And that's what he's doing in Prophetess Baker's life. She's faithful, and he's really using her in a mighty way. So I really enjoyed her speech, talk this morning, her encouragement and her testimony this morning. And God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. We're gonna catch that in just a moment here. But are there any other praise reports? If God did something for you, you owe it to the Lord to tell it. Yeah.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. This is Brother Lonnie.
Uh-huh.
I just had a nice time on the prayer line last night. I just thank him for allowing me to bring forth the word. I just give him honor and glory to my Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. I thank Pastor Johnson and the First Lady, Dr. Betty Johnson, for being a part of my life, for being there for me, for opening doors of amazing grace to allow me to have the opportunity to serve the Lord. I just thank him for that opportunity. I just praise the Lord for that. I praise the Lord for everybody on the prayer line. I ask that the Lord bless each and every individual, pour out a blessing to each one on the prayer line that has encouraged me, Pastor, to go forward with my daily struggles and trials, and just to encouraging word to know that to put the Lord's word in my manifest his word in my heart, so that I can call on it in my time of need when the pressure is on, you know, that I can call on that word, and the Lord will be faithful to see me through. Just to believe in him and to continue to seek that knowledge, you know, is a wonderful thing. I praise the Lord for that. I really love and really and truly love the Lord, and I am encouraged, and I praise him for that as well. I will continue to try to strive to do as much as I can, you know, and not be selfish, and to share this plan of salvation with others. I really am encouraged on today, and that is my praise report for this morning. Thank you so much, Pastor.
God bless you. Now, this is a new convert, amen, and he's doing wonderful. Join in Jesus' name. I want to back up a moment. We never really spoke to the Lord, and he's in the room, and also we never gave him his praise that he loves to hear. Let's speak to the Lord, amen, all of us, amen, from every area code. If you got time for him, he's got time for you, amen, and it's not a good thing for him to come in the room. From all these area codes, 817-847 and 870 and 616-919. Has he done anything for you? 816 and 708-516 and, my God, 910 and 901 and 773 and all y'all. 919, let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Don't lag on me. Don't crawl on me. Don't crawl on me. Don't crawl. Stop crawling. God's been good to you. Good morning, Lord. Come on, let's speak to him. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
All right, and let's go into praise and praise him. Y'all sound like you're sleepy, but let's give him a praise that he deserves. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Come on, open
up.
Open up. Open up, everyone. And give him praise. 816.
Thank you.
616. Come on. 313. 512. 912. 314.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Praise him, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. God, I so praise you. Yes. And we praise you. And give you glory. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I want to tell y'all what the Holy Ghost just said to me. The Holy Ghost said, some of y'all are not coming in because you're holding grudges. That's what the Holy Ghost just said to me. And he said, you're going to judge. Yeah. You're going to hold back on God because some voice is speaking to you. I just got through preaching about there are only two voices that can speak to anyone. Amen. And what voice are you hearing? Is that the voice of God telling you to do that because of pride? The first thing on God's list that he said he hates is pride. Amen. Let me tell y'all something. I'm just going to be blunt. Don't ever in your life let anybody be so important to you that they're more important than God, you're going to fall in a ditch. You will. You let somebody be more important than you, than God, you're going to fall in a ditch. Amen. We'll give y'all one more opportunity to really praise the Lord. Goodness, he's been to you. Some of y'all know you almost died not one time, but three times. And God told death to be hate. And here you are, giving him a half step. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Praise him. I heard the Holy Ghost say to me that some of y'all are holding back because of grudges. And you don't follow anybody who makes you hold back. And if you let them be your God, then let them take care of you if you get sick. If you let them be your God, then let them take care of you and pay all your bills. And let somebody, don't ever let anybody influence you more than God. Don't let them be your God. Because you're not going to be there when you get down. God's going to be the one. Let's give God some true praise. Every person on this line, open your mouth. He gave you a mouth to talk. Open your mouth and let's give him praise. And let's do it right now. Praise check, everybody, everybody, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Don't let anybody be your God. Except
Jehovah
God. Thank you, Lord. Don't let anybody have any influence on you. Except Jehovah God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you adoration.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. This line is now off hold.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Precious name, God. Thank you, thank you. I thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless all of you. Amen. We got that.
Thank you, Jesus.
This line is now on hold. This line is now on hold. This line is now off hold.
Come on, come on, come on.
God bless all of you again. I don't care what the enemy tries to do. God has a ram in the books, and God will bring it down. All right. I'm going straight back to those praise reports. Amen. If you have a praise report, come on, give us a praise report this morning. Anybody, jump in there and give us a praise report. Okay? God bless you.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby, Area 708. Giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for the all-night shut-in. Oh, my God, I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank him. I thank God. God is good. We praise
him.
Thank you for all the good that I heard on last night. My God, the Lord is... Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Thank you, thank you. I thank God for the prayer line. Look forward to it. I thank God for
that. This line is now on hold. This line is now off hold.
Thank God.
Go ahead, brother.
This line is now on hold.
Thank God.
This line is now off hold.
I thank God for all of the good news that I heard on the line last night. My God.
Let me say, somebody has two phones open.
The Lord is good. The Lord is good. He is worthy to be praised.
All right, go ahead, Mother.
Thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord for this beautiful shut-in on last night, and I thank God for how he blessed me in the shut-in. I heard so much goodness on the line last night. The young man that was 16 years old, that the Lord said it's not over till God said it's over. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. And I thank the Lord for how that the Lord had blessed and how the Lord gave me a word about my son through I thank the Lord for that because I have my son up just looking for a miracle and God is just blessing. I thank God for that. I thank him for this prayer line. Thank him for Dr. Johnson. My God, I thank him, thank him, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for each one of you on the line. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Great, great mother. Hallelujah. You encouraged me through that. And thank you. Amen. Let me just show you something. The enemy tried to stop the line this morning, but we just kept on. Faith without works is dead. We